Although they weren't ultimately successful in the election race, the second and third place candidates in Bruce Gray Owen Sound are concentrating on the positives. Liberal candidate Selwyn Buck Hicks finished a solid second place with 29.44% of the vote, and Green candidate Joel Lawhead was third with 12.47% of the vote. In interviews the day after the election, both Hicks and Lawhead referenced the uphill climb they faced in a traditional progressive conservative riding combined with a snap election call in the middle of the winter. "I'm really proud of what we were able to do," said Hicks. "Despite the odds being set against, we had a small but mighty team. We increased our vote count by 50%. That's no small feat. We went from 20% of the vote to 30%. Did Mr. Vickers, the winning PC candidate, receive a mandate or did he receive a message? I think maybe both." Lawhead said he was thrilled with how his entire campaign team came together with such short notice and made it a very competitive race. "I think we were a top five Green result in Ontario here in Bruce Gray Owen Sound," said Lawhead. "To have a top five result like that in this amount of time, I feel great about it. It's a very strong result that we're all very proud of. The big picture is that we're moving forward to turn this riding green." Hicks said although the election results sting for both himself and his party, the Liberals finished in third place with 14 seats and just under 30% of the vote. He said there are silver linings for the Liberals. The 14 seats will give the Liberals official party status for the first time in three election cycles. "We do need to look at the positives. We got 30% of the vote. Here in Bruce Gray Owen Sound, we did tremendously well," said Hicks. "Party status is certainly going to help. Without party status, you don't have staff, money, or resources. It's good news. We're certainly moving in the right direction." Lawhead was pleased with the entire Green campaign. He said the local riding received a lot of attention from Green Party leadership. Party leader Mike Schreiner visited Bruce Gray Owen Sound multiple times during the riding. He called the results a great first step for Greens locally. "I keep telling everyone that the real work starts now. This is day one of the next election campaign," said Lawhead. "The snap election in February was a warm-up to show everybody in Bruce Gray Owen Sound that the Greens are here again, that we're a serious party, that we are a really viable choice and that they should believe in us because we can win this riding." Both Hicks and Lawhead hinted that their involvement in local elections would continue in the future. Lawhead's response when asked if he was in it for the long haul was a simple yes. Lawhead repeated Schreiner's election night message to supporters disappointed in the overall results. "Don't agonize. Organize. It's not about throwing your hands up and not voting and throwing your hands up and despairing," said Lawhead. "It's about getting everybody who wants to make change together to really focus our efforts to make the change that we want to see." Hicks, who just finished his third provincial election campaign and has been involved for many years in local municipal government, said he would likely be back in the future. "Politics is in my blood. I love politics," said Hicks. "You can probably count on me being around. I've got a lot of life left in me."